Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our show. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
With
La Crush Hearts.
Everybody knows me.
I just love that part. I don't know why. And if you don't know, you're going to learn tonight. Welcome to our final stepping stone in our journey to quit slacking and make it happen in 2014. I have to do this, give thanks and love to our special guests, Kason Bolton and Miss Angel B. They really deserve it. They came out. They helped us with outstanding resource and support on our journey thus far. So I just want to give them a special thanks and shout right now. Also, I will not forget our awesome friends, old and new, who called in and joined us in the chat room last night. Chris in Jersey, Lady C in Baton Rouge, Russ in the UK, as always, Sunshine in New York City, and Myra from Endless Encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, and everyone whom I didn't mention. You are all awesome. Yes, thank you. Okay, with being consistent, as I reflect on the interviews, I gained a new outlook on my current project. From my talk with Mr. Bolton, I learned I need more determination to stay self-motivated. And Miss Angel B was just, who ruled the world vibe going on. I couldn't contain my energy. I started growling at her. Okay, I started growling at her. If you missed the show, you got to check that one out. However, even though I was just so grooving with her, I didn't even want to stop the interview, but I knew I just, you know, I had to pause it for a minute. You know, it was grooving it out, and one key element I got from her story and the talk I had with her was that it's to learn a system that works for me. It's not an overnight process, and it's going to take work and many efforts, but once you get a rhythm going, it's going to be on and popping. You know, once I get into a groove, and I hope to have on a million hats just like Miss B. So yeah, I got all that from last night's interviews. If you missed the show, once again, after this one, not now, after this one, visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Check out the archive. You know, you can play that here, or you can download them. You know, they're on iTunes, all that good stuff. We are definitely out there. So once again, thanks to everybody that came through, showed up, showed out. Russ, as always, in the UK. I am excited, okay, because now we're in the final day of our 3-day event. Okay, we're in the final stretch of this 3-day. Tonight is all about woman power. Okay, I have two exceptional women that will join us in the hot seats. Later this show, we have a wonderful Catherine Waddell, creator of the Dreams Woven Support Network. But first on deck is founder of Cater to You, Inc., Miss Cynthia Randall. So, you know, that is something I'm definitely looking forward to. Just letting everybody know, if you are tuned into the show via the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. The chat room is up. Just press F5 or refresh your browser, and you can join me right here in the chat room. Create a free account on Blog Talk Radio. It's take none but 5 minutes. Throw your email in there. Throw a name in there. Chat with me in the chat room. You can leave your comments. I'll read them out loud. You know, that's if you're shy, but you can always call in live at 805-830-8320. Press that one. That's 805-830-8320. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is I'm going to take a quick break, and when we get back, it's on like popcorn. So right now, go get your water. You know how to do it. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to have a good old time. That's right. We're going to have a good old time. All right, folks, bear with me.
I dedicate this song
inflation, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. Prepare results. And it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you're down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Welcome back, Kirk Franklin and the family with I Smile. I definitely like that tune. I really do. That's why I did it again, because sometimes that's what you need to do. Make sure you smile and, you know, help you on your journey. Keep yourself motivated. Keep yourself inspired. If you aren't inspired, then you might inspire somebody else. And that is what it's all about, Quick Slacking and Make It Happen Journey for 2014. We just got to keep ourselves motivated. Got to keep ourselves motivated. So, smile. Why not? Don't they say it takes more muscles to frown than it do to smile? So, right now, I am waiting for my guest to call in. We have Miss Cynthia Randolph coming up first. She is a creator of Cater to You, Inc. She's an event planner, awesome lady. She got a lot of things going on, so I can't wait to have her in the hot seat, and we can just really, really get into the, you know, groove of things. Once again, excuse me, I'm in the chat room. If you want to join us in the chat room, create a Blog Talk Radio account. Shout out to Guest 8747 who's in the chat room. Shout out to Jersey City, I see you. Shout out to Queens, I see you too. you know, people are just tuned in. I really do appreciate the support. This is my first week back. We are doing awesome, folks. We had 3,500 listens for my show. Well, for the last few shows that we've done, including last year. So, you know, we're on the roll here. We're on a roll. You know, be patient. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, so, okay, so here's the deal. I'm on Facebook. Tomorrow I'm back on air. Okay. I have a special guest. Well, I haven't had a special guest all week, so, you know, I have special guest Mama Joyce from the Real Housewives of Atlanta. She is Candy Burgess, the singer or ex-singer of Escape. It's her mama. Y'all seen, if you've watched reality TV, if you watch Bravo, you've seen her, if you follow Twitter, your Twitter feed, you know, people have been talking about her. She's going to be on with us tomorrow, as well as R&B pop sensation QT Jazz. She got a new single out, Heels and Bags. Ooh, sweet thing. I can't wait to talk to them and basically get all up in their business, because that's basically what we do. Also, next week, I'm back. I'm back next week, folks. I know we've been behaving ourselves in PG all week long right here on 4 Fantasy Radio. Now, y'all know we don't do PG, but I'm PG. So next week, I want to talk about everything. I want to get it on my chest. The big topic I'm talking about is this celebrity fighting. What? Celebrity box match with DMX and Zimmerman? Yeah, we need to speak about that. We're going to talk about that on Monday. So definitely lock the number, lock the website inside your phones, inside your browsers. Keep us tuned in, because we're going to cover a whole lot this season on Fall Fantasy Radio. I told you, no more slacking, no more I don't know what to talk about, because we're going to talk about everything. I'm not even, no whole bars this season, no whole bars. I'm bringing it all to the forefront, I'm spitting it out there. If it's a person I don't have a problem with, I'm going to let y'all know about it. So no more slacking in 2014. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm on Facebook, folks, facebook.com/WRPF Radio. That's my website. I like our page. We're trying to get up to 500 likes. Come on, people. We can do this. Chop, chop. We have 477, so just a few more buttons. Chop, chop. What is taking y'all so long? Hit the like button. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/phonefairy. What's taking y'all so long? I'll follow back. I'll like you back. Just, you know, show some support. I do support back, so I can't wait to get things on and popping. So right now, I am ready to move along. One thing I do want to say is, as I was strolling through my news feed, because that's why I kept mentioning Facebook. Sorry, folks, I'm just scatterbrained right now. As I was strolling through my news feed on Facebook, I came across this posting, and it just hit the nail on the head, and I just have to share with y'all. This young lady said, "I understand now why the enemies tried to stop me in 2013, because 2014 is freaking awesome." She got the exclamation mark. And I was so glad. And she said, "So glad I made it." And I was so happy to see that. You know, I had to respond to her. I had to email her. And I told her I was going to shout her out and all that. So Renetta Brown, CEO of ArtsOn365.com, a one-stop shop for artists to promote projects, events, goods, and services. So if you're a supporter of indie artists, which we are, spoken word artists, authors, any of those genres, if that's something that you're interested in, go check out her website, ArtsOn365.com. Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty on why we're here. Excuse me. This woman here is an event planner extraordinaire. She's a certified bridal consultant and has founded her very own company called Cater to You, Inc. I'm so pleased to have her on our journey tonight. Here she is, Miss Cynthia Randolph. I don't have no clap, but I clap for you. Yay!
Hello, everybody. How are you?
We're doing well. We are doing well. Welcome to the show. You know, I meant to upload the claps. I forget all the time. But welcome to the show. I really do appreciate you taking the time out. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Very well. Finally got the kids settled, so everything is good.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I really am. I want to first off thank you for the support and sharing your time with us tonight. And I want to give you the opportunity to tell your story of Cynthia Randolph, who you are and what you do.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on your show to share my story. Let's see. About a little over 3 years ago, I was let go at my last job. And, of course, I went back out there job hunting only to be told I was overqualified for all the jobs that I was going out for. So then I took some time to myself, about 6 months. I said, let me just go think about it. Then I said, let me go and start my business finally. I said, I've been putting it on for about 4 years. I said, let me finally just start my business, now or never. And that's when Cater to You Incorporated in 2012 was started. It's been, as all businesses are, it's always a long journey. It's an uphill traveling experience, but I love it. For me, it's event planning, which I always love. I've always done for family. I've always done at previous jobs. So for me, this is just natural for me. And I love it so much that it's like, and they say, when you love what you do, it's not work. And that's what it is for me.
Well, that is definitely inspiring. That is great. And like you say, everything that's awesome. So you know, Cater to You Inc. is your occupation, the first thing that you love to do. But what about other aspirations that you had before you found this calling? Did you have any of those?
Oh, yes. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be a nurse. I think since, what, second grade? Yeah, that was my thing. I wanted to be a nurse. And I said, yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. I started going out for school for it. Then I thought about it. I was like, that's when they started doing the mandatory keeping the nurses there. So if you just got finished working a 12-hour shift, nobody shows up for the next one, they'll keep you for another 12 hours. And I said, wait, I got kids. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, no, that's not me, because when I want to go home to my kids, I need to go home to my kids. So I said, let me just go off into business. Mm-hmm. And when I said, let me go to college, I went and I said, let me go back and get my degree in business. And that's when I did my major in business administration management with a minor in hospitality management. So that brought me to my love of behind-the-scenes planning, event planning.
Right.
I started off behind the scenes where I'm the one that after the people come and sign the papers and say this is what we want, I was behind the scenes putting it in place. I was making sure, counting out the orders to make sure this is, if they say they're supposed to get 300 servings for this event, I'm making sure they're getting their 300 servings and all of that. And that's how it started.
That's awesome. That is definitely awesome. I'm bad at organizing, so I know that's not the life for me. I tried a little bit, but no, I know that's not the life for me. I'm not about that life. I'm bad at organizing. I'm trying to organize a little bit I do have, but that is definitely, definitely awesome. Big up to you for basically finding your calling. Some people are still looking for it, so that's always a good thing. So, you know, you're saying it was good and it's been a long journey. Tell us your most memorable event that you put together.
My most memorable event was my wedding. I loved planning it. I was the most calmest bride. Even on my wedding day, everybody else around me was nervous, and they were like, you're not nervous? I'm like, no, I'm good.
Oh, that's cool. How long have you been married?
April 2nd will be 3 years.
Cool. That's good. excuse me. I know birthday parties at your house. Is it a event? Is it extravagant? Or, you know, do simple occasions like, oh, I'm just going to have a family dinner, end up turning into like this big theatrical with you?
No, not really. For my kids, it's easy. It's like, okay, the only ones that, it's like my daughters, they're like, well, mommy, I need this type of cake. It's always some extravagant cake they want. And I'm like, really? I had to do a Hannah Montana cake 1 year, another year, and the same year I had to do, what's her name, Tinkerbell cake. So I'm like, okay, otherwise than that, it's not that bad.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know, it would be a big old, you know, Valentine's Day. Another holiday for your immediate family?
The biggest things in our house is when we have our family reunion and Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter dinner. That's when we just pull out all stops, everything. I mean, it's a bunch of food, desserts. Uh-huh. I mean, enough to feed at least 50 to 60 people, and it's only about 10 of us.
Wow. That is a lot of food.
That's the only time I tell them. I say, y'all want to get me to cook? Those are the holidays.
Wow.
That's when I go all out cooking. Otherwise, now we're going to get a simple 30-minute meal any other day of the week.
Right. So are you the type to cook 4 days ahead of the holiday? You start cooking that Saturday, the holidays on a Thursday?
Believe it or not, if Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, I start cooking Wednesday night.
Really? I know some people, they be cooking, and then everybody walking around the house hungry.
Oh, no, my stove has 2 levels in it, and I could fit like 10 pies in there, 5 on top, 5 on bottom, or I could put a turkey and a ham in the bottom and 2 pans on top. Listen here, it's a method to the madness.
Okay. That's that. Yes, it is. Truthfully, indeed. Okay, so I got my little list of questions here for you, so I wouldn't be stuttering and thinking and stuff like that, but it's just taking me all the way left field with it. excuse me. Okay, so you're an event extraordinaire. You don't just focus on weddings and such. I hear you have 2 awesome events coming up the first half of this year, Women Who Boss and Women Who Cheer. Can you tell us more about them?
Women Who Boss is women who believe in other successful services, and that's going to happen on May 3rd. It's all about, as we as women, we always need to support each other. That's what it is for me. because we need to stop tearing down each other. We always want to nitpick here and there. That's something that's always been in us. We nitpick on the next woman for just the littlest of flaws. In business, we need to uplift each other and support each other. Because as long as we're doing that, we'll all continue to flourish. And that's what it should be. Everybody else does it. Why should we be the ones that don't? So that's what the event is about, is women coming together, showcasing their businesses, and supporting each other. Who knows, in that room, it might be somebody that comes to attend the event that says, well, I was thinking about doing this type of business, and we're there to answer any questions. It's all about the support. And a little shopping and some fun in there also. And half the proceeds of the ticket sales will go to autism research.
Awesome.
And that's the first one.
Right.
The second one takes place June 14th, and that's Women Who Cheer, which is Women Who Change the Hierarchy of Evolving and Eloquent Roses, and the roses represent the women.
Nice.
So my thought is each woman will have a rose to carry around while they're at the event, because why wait for special occasions? Let's have a rose for ourselves every day. And this is also another way to come together, uplift, encourage. As in business, I have an opening speaker who's going to give that crab in the barrel speech, which is also about people pulling you down. Let's not pull each other down. Let's build each other up. Let's change the hierarchy of everything. And as women, that's what this event is about. It's like each event I have is always going to be about unity, uplifting, and just bringing powerful speakers out, women speakers, to encourage the next generation or even encourage the current, the older generation to start their business. It could be a housewife that says, I don't know. I was waiting. I think I'll wait a little longer. Oh, maybe it's too late. Give them that encouragement to say, now I can do it. If she can do it, I can do it. And that's what it's about.
Great, great. So can you tell us more information on how we can get, you know, get to these events, buy these tickets, support you? I definitely enjoy what you're doing. I definitely want to try out. I definitely want to come to the event. So, you know, how do we find out more about these events?
I have them on Facebook. The links is there. And whoever, if they can't find the links, they can always send me a friend request and I can connect them to the link. I will post them on your page, on your Facebook page also, as well as the ticket, the Eventbrite ticket link. I will be having 25 tickets at half price in advance, and that link will go up in the morning. So
nice.
I will have it out there. So, like I said, it's just I'll have it even on my business pages, which is Cater to You Inc. LLC on Facebook. So everybody, they just even look that up and they will find the links. Everything will be there in the morning.
Awesome.
And it is in White Plains, New York, for those that travel. Metro North, I make sure it's easy to get to. You got the Metro North, the major highways. It's easy access.
That is awesome. I'm totally digging it. I'm loving it. Once again, that's all we about. Quit slacking and make it happen. And you are definitely a woman that's making it happen. And I'm loving this unity vibe. And I'm loving the idea of women who boss and women who cheer. I just like the name. You know, when I sat and I looked at it, and you was like, boss. I'm like, wait, what? And, you know, believe others. Okay. I like that. You know, so you said May. Once again, those dates are May 13th. You said May 3rd?
May 3rd from 12 to 5, and June 14th from 6 to 10.
12 to 5. Okay, so I need to put this on my website as well, folks. Don't worry, after the show, I'll update, I'll create the links and all that, so y'all can definitely get more information about these events. If you're traveling to the New York City area, White Plains, New York, it's easy access right from the city. You know, come out, support. May 3rd, got plenty of time to plan it. In June as well. If you can't make both, at least try to make one, because this is just something that's fantastic. It really is fantastic. So I definitely want to support you on that. Go ahead.
Raffles, goodie bags. Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Just love it. Love it, love it, love it. Who doesn't love raffles? We're going to have a raffle here. I may have a raffle. I got a few mugs I want to give away, so I may have a raffle or two for Phone Fantasy Radio coming up. Speaking of raffles, okay, so you got these events and you're putting them together, and I know you told me about this event last year. So, you know, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of the situation. How has the planning been from your aspect? How has the planning, because this sounds like a really big event, how has the planning been thus far?
Thus far, I've had my moments where I was biting my nails and like, oh my God. But once I got the room layout and my, like, I have my vendors and I already know how everything's going to be set up, it's just right now, it's just executing it. And basically advertising. So.
Right.
The hard part was finding the venue, doing the layout and getting the vendors. That was the most hardest part. Now, right now, it's just getting the people there, advertising and pushing for what the cause is about and what the event is about.
Can you give us your website for your services?
Yes. My website is www.cater2uincorporatedllc.web.com.
Okay, we got that. Okay, so what we're going to do right now, people, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more with the event plan extraordinaire, Cynthia. You're currently tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. Quit slacking and make it happen with La Crush Hearts, 805-830-8320. And we're going to get more into the motivational inspiration, even though she's been inspiring and encouraging already. We really want to just get into, you know, her version of it. So give me a second, you know, stay with me, and we'll be right back.
She saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
He's mine.
Said it doesn't matter what I did.
He
only sees me for
wish I had a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
God, the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
That is such a great song. Marvin Sapp,
yes.
Saw the Best in Me. I don't know about y'all, but I was feeling that song. And I don't do gospel, folks. I really don't do gospel, but sometimes there's a tune in there that just really tugs at you. So that was just a real good song to be playing right now. All right, Miss Diva, Cynthia, we're having the founder of Cater to You, Inc. in the hot seat tonight. She's giving us a 411 on what's good with her. And now we want to go into big things on the horizon for you with these events coming up, and professionally and personally. What are some goals that you have set for the new year?
For the new year, my goal is to get out there, get more events under my belt, because, I mean, I love doing them, but I also love my weddings. So I'm looking to book at least 4 brides this year along with my events and travel. I love to travel to do my events.
Okay. Any particular places you have in mind?
I don't mind where I'm going. I have yet to go to the West Coast. So I've been all up and down the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking to go out to the West Coast. I would love to go over there. California. I'd love to go somewhere that's always sunny.
Are you talking about the snow that we're having recently?
Well, I'm used to that. I'm just saying. I was back when they had the blizzards and we still went to school.
Yeah,
it was up to four feet. So
yeah,
I'm good.
Like, they're talking about school closing 3 hours early. What? Like, they not about that life, man. I remember going to high school. I fell down some stairs. Fell down a lot of stairs, actually. Going to high school with these blizzards. This ain't nothing. And I lived in the basement
apartment. That's
what I'm saying. Look, and I lived in a basement apartment. We snowed in for a good week or two. One of the little
I'm in them days stepping out on the snow and my leg go all the way down.
They not about this life right here. A little bit of snow. It's not even a lot of snow either. Remember, snow going up to your knees and your waist. Now that's snow.
Yeah. That's a blizzard.
Okay,
they don't know.
So you got the goals. You want to travel. You want to do these weddings. Now, our thing is quit slacking and make it happen. So what are the steps that you have put in motion to help you succeed with these goals so far?
So far, I'm partnering with someone to do a mini bridal show to also get both our names out there for more brides. That's the, like, one of the easiest ways. And networking with other vendors, because it's always good for the friends you have that are planners. When they know they can't handle an event because they might be double booked that day, they always reach out to a fellow event planner before they refer them to somebody else.
Right.
Before they say, well, I can't help you, try to look in online. They'll say, well, I have a friend who's also a planner.
Right. That's good. And how's the result so far? Any significant changes? Or
Oh, yes. I'm going to be in North Carolina doing a benefit concert and a meet and greet on April
25th. Nice. Okay, so, you know, once the weather breaks, you're going to be in high demand.
Yes, I love it.
So, you know, when it comes to weddings, what seems to be the high season for you?
For weddings, the high season is always late May, early June. My sister already has me booked for her wedding in 2015 in May.
Wow. Yeah, you got to book these things years in advance. Okay, sounds good to me. Sounds very good to me. Now, let me ask you this question, a little sidebar real quick. Have you ever done an independent party? You know, I've seen, like, that seemed to be the new trend now. I'm an independent woman. I'm free. I'm doing this. I'm going to throw a party for myself. Have you done one of those type of events?
No. I would love to, though.
Right,
if somebody wants to throw a party like that, what? Let's get together. You want that?
Yeah.
I can make it happen.
Okay, guys, all our independent ladies out there. You know, nobody else going to do it for you. Who's going to do it for you, right? So do it for yourself. Quit slacking and make it happen. Okay, so now this is the our theme tonight, the whole slacker thing. I need you to share with us three things that you would consider traits of a slacker that you see in yourself.
Well, for me, it's my follow-up. That's what was my problem then, and I've worked on that. I said, no, got to stop slacking on following up. I said,
right.
Can't get nowhere if you keep slacking. So I cleared that one up.
Right.
And the other trait is, as much as I love to organize events, I'm still working on balancing family and business. I'm trying. Lord knows I'm trying. It's some good days, some bad days, but I'm still working on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I slacked on that I have improved on was that when I started, it was just staying in the house and reaching out to people via phone and online. So now I'm making sure I get out there and I'm like, I'm going to the events, networking, and just meeting people. That's what I love. I got to get out there and meet the people face to face. The more you meet, the better it gets.
Awesome. So finally, yeah, this is not going to be my final question, but what advice do you have for our listeners that, you know, may be discouraged or may, you know, once again feel like they can't make it or they can't do it? What advice can you give them right now to help them with their journey to make it happen?
For me, it was always told to me, if this is something you love, this is something you want, just do it. You can't keep waiting and say maybe tomorrow, because maybe is going to always be a maybe. Make it happen.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Sounds very good to me, actually. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for tuning, coming to the show, being a guest. You know, I really do appreciate it. Such a great interview. You're such a great person. Thank you for your insight and taking the time to encourage us on our journey to quit slacking and make it happen. My final question for you tonight is, what do you do to relax? You know, you always going, you're always helping either people. I know you got the frustration with dealing with these bridezillas. I didn't even get into all that.
No, really, believe it or not, I could deal with bridezillas because you just let them vent. You have to let them vent. Let them vent, get it out their system, and keep a smile on your face. After you done with them and walked away and they've gone their way, then you can vent to yourself with a glass of wine. Other than that, let them get it out their system, because it defeats the purpose of arguing with them, because they're going to still try to get it out. That's a true customer service. Anybody who's worked in retail, that angry customer, because that's all a bridezilla is an angry customer. Let them get their point across. Listen. And after they get it out, they usually calm down, because you got to listen to see what they're focusing on the most. And once they get it all out, then you say, okay, then, so this is the problem.
Right.
Let's see what we can do to solve it.
Right.
But other than that, I'll at least once a week, twice a week, get me my daily use of Ratchet TV on VH1. have a glass of wine, spend time with my family when I can, if they don't fall asleep before I could, like, finish unwinding from business, and read a book.
Okay. Sounds great. I like to read, too. Okay, so we want to take some callers. If there's anybody out there that just want to leave a comment or ask Cynthia a question, get some advice, find out more information about Cynthia, please give us a call at 805-830-8320. Press that 1, and we'll let you on to speak with Cynthia. 805-830-8320. Once again, thank you so much, Cynthia, for coming through. And I can't wait. You know, definitely keep me updated about these events. And I'm going to update my listeners about these events, too. I'll keep y'all posted. I'm going to post all the information on our website, phonefantasyradio.com, Facebook. I'll spread the word for you.
Thank you. I sure will.
I'll definitely spread the word for you. I'm going to get it out there for you. I'll get it out there for you. Right now, we got Case on Bolton, Got Controversy Radio inside the chat room right now. Hey, we had Princess the author up there, Erotic Officer. She was up there. She's not there right now. We got people ringing my doorbell. I don't know why, but, you know, that's what y'all hear in the background. shout out to everybody in Jersey City, Queens, Brooklyn. I see a lot of New Yorkers in here right now. Shout out to the New Yorkers. Let you in. We're going to take a quick break, come back, hopefully have some callers. Once then, we're going to also have, excuse me, I just lost my train of thought. I have another guest coming in at the top of the hour. The creator and founder of the Dream Woven Support Network, Ms. Catherine Waddell, will be here to give us the 411 about her organization and the things that she's doing. So that's going to be great. Hold on, Cynthia, because we'll be right back, folks. You're tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio. I am Mr. Crush Hearts, and yeah, that's it.
I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all, winter storms have come, and darkened my sun, after all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
And you, I can be strong. I look.
look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong, I look to you.
Welcome back, Miss Whitney Houston. I look to you. So sad, so sad. We have Cynthia Randolph here from Cater to You, Inc., founder, event planner extraordinaire. Callers, 805-830-8320. We have time to take maybe one or two callers. You can do that, Cynthia, for me? At least say take
yes.
One caller. Okay, we can take one caller. We do have one from the 347-7885. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my name is Chris. How's everyone doing tonight?
Hey, Chris.
All right.
Okay, Cynthia, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You being an event planner, you know, have you ever had a customer, they book you to do the job, and then you do it to your expertise, and then for some reason they don't like something you have done? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. I had a client to where we started working. After we signed, we met, agreed on what the design was. I still had several meetings with them. And before we got to that final day, it's like we were sitting there, and I always do a mock setup to see if this is a vision. But as they were going along and they didn't like what they saw and they felt that we felt that it wasn't going to work out, this is what I came up with, and did it to the best of my ability with their budget, and we parted ways. I got paid for the time that I put in. It's a clause in my contract that allows me to terminate when it's, because there's no need to complete it completely, and then we ended up in court. So
right.
I'd rather part ways.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm trying to figure this out, because being an event planner is such a beautiful field to be in, but see, not everyone sees the other person's vision. You see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like your vision might not be your client's vision, so they might see some things different. So
it's always going to be that. It's not everybody's not going to find their ideal client. There's
right.
always times when everything will mesh out and it'll work out just fine. You, the client, mm-hmm. and the vision, and then you got clients that say, "Listen, this is the colors I want. This is the theme. You have carte blanche. Do what you want." And then you have
right.
those that's on you every step talking about, well, I need to see this, I need to see that, I need to see this, 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 this. When you have somebody like that, it's up to you. Is the money worth it? Because if
right.
they're giving you more of a, if they're being more of a hindrance and blocking you from pulling out your vision the way they are pulling it together to where you can incorporate part of you and them into this event and their vision, mm-hmm. it's at a point where you got to learn to say money's not worth everything. I need my sanity and let it go.
Yeah, because, you know, you put that hard work in because, you know, that field you're in is a lovely field to be in. And I just think, you know, everybody's not going to see eye to eye. And that sometimes can be a problem.
Yes, that's the problem. And then you also have people that be like, well, it can't be that hard to plan an event. People don't realize that just you hiring me to put this together. So I have my resources to where I want to order stuff or get things in advance. I don't want to wait till last minute because last minute anything can happen.
For real.
Depending on what time of the year it is, it could be one item could be in so high demand that you're on back order for 4 months. So
right.
waiting at least a month before your event is not helping. So a
yeah,
lot of people feel that event planning is nothing. It's something that's easy. It's not that easy because you have several steps and checks that you have to go through to pull off the event to make it look like it was easy.
You know what I would like to see for you? I want to see you get to, like, the next level. Like, I want to see you planning an event for Diddy. You know when Diddy, he throws white parties? His parties be off the hook out there in the Hamptons. And Suffolk County.
Listen, after watching Diddy on one of his reality shows, I don't think so. I'm good.
You want to work for Diddy?
Listen, I mean, that's a dream client, fellow Mount Vernon Knight. But listen here, I would walk away from that one. I can't. I will walk away from that one. I'm sorry.
I don't know, Cynthia. Diddy makes stuff happen, baby. That could take your career to the next level.
Yeah, he makes stuff happen. But do you see what the people got to go through to make it happen? Listen, maybe 2 years down the line, I might have the patience to deal with Diddy.
Yeah.
I just might. I don't know.
He is hard to work for.
Man.
I ain't going to even lie to you and say that he's not. But you get that type, to get to that level, your career is through the roof, I'm telling you.
All you need is one.
I know that's right. I mean, that's like somebody like that, definitely. But give me another year. Maybe another 2 years. I'll deal with a Diddy event.
I'm going to have to follow you. Yeah, I'm going to have to follow you. You on Twitter?
Yes, I am.
What's your Twitter name?
Look, I don't even have a Twitter account. I'm going to get a Twitter account. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be my only person on my Twitter page.
I am on my Twitter handle is @CaterToYouInc. I'm even on Instagram, CaterToYou Incorporated or CaterToYouInc.
Yeah, I'm going to have to remember that because, you know, I really want to see you get to that next level because I really think what you're doing is awesome. That's, you know, that to me, that's dynamite. I like that feel, you know?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. No, seriously, honestly, I know we laughed a few minutes, like with Diddy, you know what I'm saying, that comment I made, but I wish you nothing but success, period. Just success, all across the board.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Really, you are so welcome, okay?
Thank you, Corinne.
All right.
Appreciate that.
You have a question.
Can I,
be safe.
Can I sidebar for a minute? Somebody called me out. Somebody called me out. You said that you like to read, and they said, I said, yeah, I like to read too. But I said it so low, I didn't think nobody heard me. And somebody called me out, and she's like, did you say you like to read? You told us you didn't. So she called me out. So I like to read. I just like to read certain types of books. There's a difference. I do read. I just read certain types of books. Depends on the type.
Well, I read them all. Even
right, like
those little, you know, those little paperback,
books.
Dirty novels, yes. I'm a fan of those. I can't get over those, but I've read everything. I've always been that way.
But shout out to Amber Inspire Walker. She did our outro jingle. She's in Represent Alabama. So I told her I'll shout her out. She got really just call me out like that, you know. So I got to shout out Amber. Got to shout out Amber. I got books in right here. I'm going to take pictures of the books I have. And I have a whole box. Like, I have a whole tumbler of books. But they just all, like, dirty urban novels.
Yeah. I got my one or two shelves, maybe three shelves. Okay, half a bookcase of those novels. But I also got the other ones like Laverl Spencer and all of those. Yes, I have. I mean, business books, entrepreneur books. I have it all. So it's like I'm all over the place with it.
Oh, I don't do none of that because all I know is going to happen is I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to fall asleep. I can't help it. I don't know. Just don't hold my attention. Now, those urban novels, I'm reading, flipping through them. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Because everybody likes drama. Everybody likes the fantasy, the illusion, the drama.
Yeah.
I mean, before we had Ratchet TV, we had those books.
See, I know that's right. I know that is right. You know what? I hate to say this, but I'm going to say, speaking of Ratchet TV, for all those that don't know, we're going to have Mama Joyce come through the show from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Bravo reality TV show. She'll be coming in tomorrow night right here on Full Fantasy Radio, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So all those reality TV buffs, I need y'all to tune in. I need y'all to email me some questions to ask her. Y'all know more about the drama than I do, but when I had the opportunity to have her on the show, I didn't even think about it. I just said yes. And I'm not doing it because of the whole reality TV thing. I'm doing it, like I explained earlier this week, I just like the fact that she was a mom, a black mom, who's all up in her black daughter's business. I like that. You know, regardless of how y'all may feel about it, you know, her daughter is 30-something years old, but yeah, she's all up in her business, and we need more of that. So that's just my thought. That's just my take on it. You know, I'm not a mother. I may not be able to relay, crush, shut up, whatever. It's my show. Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you this real quick, sidebar. Chris, was you a fan of Escape?
As a matter of fact, yes, I was. I bought they only made two CDs, and I bought both Traces of My Lipstick and Off the Hook. Yes, I loved them.
Right. Cynthia, what about you? Was you a fan of Escape back in the 90s?
Of course. That was my generation, my era, of course.
Now, let me ask you, because I think, you know, the Beyonce now was like the Escape then. Like, Escape was big. They wasn't no little fly-by-night group. They were actually big. They had a lot of singles. They did a lot, and they all could sing. So let me ask you, you know, I think Mama Joyce played a big part in her daughter not failing. Like, this woman is succeeding in everything she's putting her hand in. What are your thoughts about it real quick, you know, about the whole Mama Joyce situation on reality TV?
Well, for me, all parents, it's going to always, either parent is going to push their child to greatness,
mm-hmm.
or they're going to hinder the child. We've seen
right.
it with all child stars and their parents. Either they've gone on and succeeded, or
right.
they've succeeded for a little while, and they've burned in the ashes after. You got
mm-hmm.
Gary Coleman, Michael
mm-hmm.
Jackson, he hit high, and then he's gone.
Right.
And
right.
if it wasn't for his father putting
mm-hmm.
them to work and being on their backs like he was, we wouldn't have
right.
Jackson 5.
Yeah.
We wouldn't
right.
have had Michael Jackson.
Pretty much.
So it could go
pretty
either
much.
Way with them.
And I just, but, you know, lately, you know, I think just to see that dynamic of a mother and daughter relationship with a mother, because I think nowadays the parents don't get in their kids' business. That's just me personally. You know, I'm just seeing from the outside looking in. You know, you got these kids out here just all willy-nilly, and then when you ask the mom about it, they don't know. Well, where your kid at? I don't know. Well, why did I don't know. Like, that's their answer for everything. So just to see that dynamic where she cares about who her daughter sees. She cares who her daughter dates. You know, this person was X, Y, and Z. So, I mean, for somebody to everybody need that. I don't care if it's just your mother, your best friend, your auntie, and all that. You know, I don't care. That
yeah.
I don't know. That's just my opinion. All right, folks. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us. Chris, thank you so much for your questions. Really do appreciate you. Cynthia, thank you so much for giving us the time, the insight, and chopping it up with us right here on Full Fantasy Radio. Really do appreciate you. And like I said, we are going to follow up about those events that you have, Women of Boss in May and Women Chair in June, right? June. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to have your events. I'm going to have your links and all that information ready for y'all. I'm going to put it on my website, folks. So remember to bookmark my website, phonefacingradio.com. Y'all can hit us up on Facebook. Once again, tell people your website, Cynthia.
It is www.catertoyouincorporatedllc.webs.com.
Mhm. Okay. Well, now we got that. We're gonna put you on hold and wait now, folks. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna have our next guest, the awesome person who has been mentioned, I think, over 10 times on our show. Miss Catherine Waddell is going to be on the air to chop it up with us. So right now, let's take this quick break, and we'll be back.
I'm not a diva.
Shout out to all my divas out there hustling and making it happen. 2014, because there's no slacking, no slacking, no slacking, no slacking. Hey, if you are in the New York City area and you know with all this wet weather, you should check out Miss Shampoo's Carpet Cleaning and Upholstery Service, specializing in spot and stain removal, deep cleaning, deodorizing, carpets, love seats, 3D sectionals, and more. Call or text Mr. Moley at 646-334-2283. That's 666-334-2283, because I know people are probably walking around the carpet with their money going, ew. So, you know, that's something to look into. Spring cleaning season is definitely coming. Call them now and book them. On that note, I would like to finally get to the nitty-gritty with, you know, this lady who's been on the tip of our lips for the last 2 days of our journey. Myself, my guest, I've mentioned her name, her organization, at least 10 times, and I wasn't even just promoting, just telling y'all. We have referred to her as our coach, our mentor, as well as we praised her on bringing enlightenment to our lives, personally and professionally. So it's time has finally arrived to bring the lake to the horse, so to speak. No more procrastinating. Here she is, the founder and dream team leader of the Dream Support Network, Catherine Waddell. I don't have my class, but yay!
Yay! Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine. How are you?
Okay. I am wonderful. I'm in the car, so I'm en route back home, so it'll be clearer if we're having any trouble. But anyway, I'm glad to be here tonight with everybody. Oh, my goodness. It's exciting. You guys have gotten me excited since the beginning of the year with Dreams Woven Support Network. So you think I'm the team leader. You guys are actually leading the group. I guess that means I'm doing a good job because you think I'm in front, and I'm not really. I'm in the group. And I'm learning so much from all of you, and it's helping me grow and expand what I'm able to offer you and other people, because you guys are definitely tapping into your gifts and giving them freely. So if you thought I was in front, that means I'm doing an excellent job, because I'm actually in the middle trying to learn as much as I can.
Okay, Miss Humble. All right. If that's what you want, if that's what you want us to believe, we're going to believe it. There you go. Well, first, let me first say I'm honored to have you on my show tonight, and I'm truly ecstatic right now that you finally, you know, blessed my airwaves with your presence, you know.
That's the inside right now.
Let's take a quick minute and fill my listeners in to who Miss Waddell and what it is that you do.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, the first thing that I do is I'm a radio show host as well. So this needs to be said. And that is my passion, because it's a huge classroom. I get the opportunity to learn from other people every day. I'm on each weekday, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I have all kinds of people, and we talk about the elephants in the room. And what that simply means is everything that touches your life that we are not quite sure why we do it. Like, why do you go to the church that you do? Why do you vote the way that you do? Why do you have inhibitions about the bedroom like you do? All of the things that may be a bit taboo in your life, we expose those things so that you can find your truth. So that is my passion, to teach and to learn. I'm an educator by degree, but Dreams Woven came about because my friends thought, they seem to think, that when they sit down with me, that we have excellent brainstorming sessions and I help them get unstuck and help them, you know, move along. They may be thinking about their business in one way, but when we are done putting our heads together, they have so many other options with their business. So anyway, Dreams Woven came out of that. It's been 4 years ago informally, and this year, 2014, is official that this is apparently something I need to do, because I'm living my dream and I'm loving it. And people were curious as to, how did you walk off your job not having a savings, not having a plan? How did you do that? Teach us how to do that same thing. Now, I'm not saying I'm teaching people how to walk off their job. However, I am encouraging people to live their dream, because you're going to be so much happier. The struggle is still going to be a struggle, but you're happier when you're struggling, when it's something that you've done from the gifts that you were given. So that's it in a nutshell.
Nutshells are good because that's the same message we got from our previous guest, Cynthia. She said the same thing about what she's doing in her event planning job. Okay, so now you're assisting other business entrepreneurs and people like that to reach different plateaus in their career. And I was wondering, what about you personally, professionally, what benefits are you getting in return from this support network?
I get to see people, like, blossom like a flower. If you've ever had, you know, like one of those videos where they enhance it and they actually show the flower growing and blossoming and the petals unfolding, that's what I get to see in people. But what it does for me is the satisfaction that a person gets from knowing they can actually do it. It's like having all of these children and they're actually living their dream. They're doing what they were purposed to do. Something about it is so exciting. I don't know if I can quite put my finger on what that thing is or what that reward is for me, but it's satisfaction that this person trusted me to trust them to live their life on purpose.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to let you slide on that one. I'm not even going to get into that. Right? But okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Let's expose the elephant in the room. What is it? What's
that's
on your
right.
Mind?
That just went over my head. Wait, what? Look, I was like, you're going to have to dumb that down for me, but I'm not even going to
okay,
say that.
Well,
act like
okay,
right?
Okay. What it does for me, remember the other day, yesterday I think it was, I said, what makes you feel important? And people began to respond to that. And I think your response was, you know, when I help people. And that's the same response I have, too. I didn't post mine, but my satisfaction and when I feel important in people's lives is when I can help them. Not because somebody gave me, you know, this tremendous gift or anything. I like gifts, don't get me wrong. However, when I feel important is when someone needs me to help them to think through a process, to work out a problem. They need me. So, and together we work as a team to solve that problem. Like you and I was like, you know, Crush, you have a lot of talent. You have, you know, you do this stuff for all of us, you know, and you're not charging us much or if anything. Why aren't you charging? Why aren't you making a living at this? And the conversation that you and I had when you stopped through Charlotte on your way back home, you know, that encouraged me because I was like, okay, she's going to actually do it. And now here you are, you're doing, you know, what you were already doing, what you're already gifted to do. You're making flyers and doing your radio show and building websites. You're using your gifts to make money for yourself. And that's all, you know, that I'm looking for a person to be able to believe in themselves. And it's you know, how do I position you so I can be a cheerleader for you? And that's what makes me feel important. And that's what it does for me. That's what it's about. Is that dumbed down enough for you, or do I need to keep going?
It sure is, because that actually led into something else I was going to ask you later on down the line. So, yes, thank you very much.
Okay, all right. All right.
I told y'all, folks, I don't look. I told y'all I read. I just don't read those type of books. No.
See, you're right. I got one for you, too, actually. I got a book for you.
Okay, so my next question is, following through, is like, I know one thing I had a problem with, and most folks that I've talked to this week, was the fact that we look to others to validate our ideas and our efforts. Have you ever had a problem in your line of work and your business professionally or personally where your friends just didn't agree with your ideas or they didn't, you know, first jump on with the efforts? And what advice can you share for those who get discouraged because of others in their life?
Oh, okay. Well, the first thing is nobody agrees with me at first. One of the ladies that's in our group now, when I introduced Dreams Woven to her, she told me no. And I'll tell you later who it is unless she calls in and tells on herself. But she's like, no, I'm not interested in that. I'll keep watching. And I said, are you sure? And I said, well, okay, you know, this is a free call. You know, just listen to it. And, you know, before the night was over, she was like, okay, where do I pay my money? You know, where do I sign up? But most people don't agree with me because it doesn't seem like it makes sense. I live in a house with a person who watches me coach other people, and he still thinks what I say doesn't make sense. He said, what for you? You know, it doesn't make sense for me, you know. So you have to really believe in yourself. You have to know that you know that you know. And what that simply means is you know what your gifts are. Like, just like breathing, nobody has to say, Crush, breathe. Okay, crush, breathe again. Nobody has to tell you that. So your gift is that same thing that you can do, and nobody has to tell you to do it. They don't have to prompt you to do it. They don't have to say, you know, you have to do that thing today, because we're automatically doing it. So the thing I'm trying to get people to do is monetize it. So when you know that you know something, it doesn't matter what people say. Somebody can come by and say, crush your website, whack. You know better. Because you're looking at it and say, okay, you must be blind. You know what I'm saying? So when you know that your gift, I mean, you know that you're good at something, nobody has to tell you that. They might try to tear it down, and you're like, you're right, you know. But if it's something that you're not really gifted in, you know, if someone's a singer and they just won't sing in front of people, you know you can sing. You just haven't built the confidence in yourself. So you just really have to believe in you, no matter what people say. Because their job is to meet you with resistance to see if you're going to overcome and if you're really going to be what you said you were going to be. I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be a great web designer. I'm going to be an author. I'm going to be whatever. It's just a test. It's just a test. Like, you're in school and you're bubbling in the answers. Are you going to pass it or are you going to fail? How do you choose to do this? And when you know that you're failing, it's because you keep repeating and you keep saying, well, people keep coming to me for this same thing, but I don't think I'm good at it. And why are they coming to you? Why are they coming to you? Because if you're not good at it, people leave people who aren't good at something alone real fast. And you wouldn't have any haters if you were good, if you weren't good at something. People would leave you alone. So those are signs that you're good at something because people, you know, are constantly talking against it or putting you down. And you know, put down as opposed to a friend being brutally honest. Like, if someone tells me I can't sing, they mean that because I can't sing. So they're not trying to hurt my feelings. They just say, you know, just, you know, maybe not do that in public. However, they can't tell me that I'm not a great talk show host. So I don't believe it. Because I'm too curious. So you just have to be confident in yourself. It doesn't matter what people say. They're going to take it away.
Right. So before we go on this break, I want everybody to get a chance to find out more about Dream Woven Support Network. Can you give us the website, the link, you know, how to get in contact, you know, to learn more about the support network?
Yes. The website is www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org. Yes, it's long, but we have this really great song that goes along with it that makes it, you know, memorable. But it's dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
Okay. So right now, we're going to take a quick 5-minute break, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more with this phenomenal woman, Catherine Waddell, and you're tuned into Faux Fantasy Radio, Fresh Hearts, 805-830-8320. The number call. We had a chat room right now. I have Kayson in the chat room. Hey, Kayson, how you doing? And we have a few guests in there. We got some people online. So let's take this quick moment and let you breathe a little bit, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about more about these free calls that you just mentioned. So.
Sounds good.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change. Take me. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Get it. Oh, my goodness. That is a very special song for me. I'm just letting y'all know. Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess with the hostess, Miss Hearts. And I'm just going to say this. Awesome. See the word for tonight. If you just tuned in, we have this Catherine Waddell, Dream Team Leader, even though she's trying to be modest about it. And founder of the Dreams Women Support Network. And she's now. So, Ms. Kath, are you settled? Are you focused right now?
I am absolutely focused. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. So, before we went on break, you had mentioned something about these awesome free calls that you have scheduled, which is how you got me hooked at a place. I went to one call, and next thing you know, I'm paying her money to go to the next one. Network. You had a campaign going for the first month of January, 30-day campaign. Can you tell us more about that?
30 days, 30 topics, and 30 minutes. And what I wanted to hit in those 30 topics are many of the things I've heard over 4 years as to why people do not pursue their dream. They're so afraid, or it's somebody else's fault, or they have kids to feed, they got bills to pay, they got very good, legitimate reasons why today is not a good day to pursue their dream, not to live their purpose. Or they say, oh, that's just, you know, a little thing I do, you know, for family gatherings. That's just something I do for my friends. But I found that people are doing things like interior design, and people are planning events, and they're cooking food, and they're building websites, and they're doing things that they could earn a living on. And what really puzzled me is that people, you know, they say they got bills to pay, but you're giving away these services that they would pay somebody other than you to do if you weren't doing them. So I listed 30 topics, and I mixed them into the radio show over the last month to talk to people, you know, just dispelling those things. There's really no excuse why you can't live your purpose. I'm not saying do what I did. I did walk off my job. I called my job 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago, and I was like, I won't be back. And the lady answered the phone. She said, Ms. Waddell, you won't be in today? That's okay. I'll let the principal know. Yes, I was in the school system. I said, no, I won't be back. And they were like, oh, okay. And I said, and don't worry about it. I'll let the principal know. I hung the phone up. And in my mind, I thought I was going to write this, you know, elaborate letter giving this explanation. It was about 3 sentences long, basically, I won't be back. And I respected the principal, still respect the principal, but I couldn't go back. And I know I have kids to feed. I'm a single mother. I got bills to pay. Do you always have money as an entrepreneur? No. Is it always easy? No. But is the reward great? Yes. The reward is I did this. God gave me a gift. He said in his word that it will make room for me. What that poetic line means, it'll make room for you, it means that it will provide for your needs, your wants, your desires. You're not here to be a martyr. You're not living to die for a second life. You get two times at this. You live this side. If you do good, you get to live again. Otherwise, you're going to be in eternal hell. Some people believe that. But my thing is the poetic line of your gift will make room for you, he gave you that gift. He gave you that gift. That's how you pay your bills. But what we all do commonly is we go and we learn how to do something else. You can train a monkey to do anything. We're not monkeys, okay? You have an individual gift. You have an individual talent. Some of us have one. Some of us have many. How are you going to use it? So the 30 days, 30 minutes,
30 topics was just to dispel anything, any excuse a person can make to keep themselves from taking that next step. It's hard. It's scary. I already know that. You're going to be broke sometimes. You're not going to get to eat the food you want. I'm not saying you're going to starve. You're not going to get to eat the food you want sometimes. You're not going to be able to go to the places you want. I had one lady sit down with me, and she said, well, Catherine, I want you to show me, you know, how you did it. How do you live your dream? You're going to have to really change some things. She was driving a nice car. You're talking about top shelf? She top shelf. Clothes, car, where she lived, food she eat. She didn't want to change any of that. So how do you live your dream and keep all of that? I said, you're not going to be able to do that. Not right now. You're going to have to plan to get back to that on your own gifts. Right now you got a nice job. It's real comfortable. You're getting ready to get uncomfortable with me. You're going to get comfortably uncomfortable with me. But you're going to love the ride. I promise you. I promise you're going to love the ride. So that was the 30 days, 30 topics, 30 minutes. That's what that campaign was about.
Now, folks, if y'all just listened to this, y'all just got a goosebump, so y'all just felt like, okay, this makes a little bit. You need to go check out the website and check out the free call, because that really made sense. And the thing that got me, I'm telling y'all, folks, the thing that got me the beginning of the year, she asked the so simplest question. And she said the most simplest thing, and it was just like, you know what, that makes sense. And it was all about excuses. You know, you asked us, you know, tell me a good excuse why you're not doing X, Y, or Z. And everything that came to mind just didn't seem good enough. It could be the truth. It could really be sitting there with all these dollars in your pocket. But it just didn't seem like, oh, I don't have money. Like, that just didn't seem like good excuse, because it just didn't flow through. And okay, I need to stick with this lady, because I was talking to you through the beginning, towards the last year, where I had just found, remember, folks, if y'all remember, I fell off. I didn't do no shows before my birthday. Like, when November came, after October, I did my last show, like, November 12th. I just fell off. I really did. And that was just emotionally and spiritually, I just wasn't in the right state of mind to do a show. I just, once again, I have no excuse for that, because the excuse that I was using just doesn't seem good enough at this point in time. You know, just basically I was just a mess, or I just wasn't following through, or, you know, it just didn't seem like it fits when you ask that and why you didn't do this today, crush. And I have no excuse for that. So that is one thing that I have changed in 2014. It's just like, you know, I had the excuse. Even when you asked me to join the group, I gave you the excuse, like, okay, I'm going to do that later on this week. And then, like, two hours later, I was like, I got it. I'm here.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that. Like, what? Like, okay, we know it was excuses, but take that away for the moment, because somebody's saying, yeah, whatever. I've even had people tell me I got legitimate excuses. Like, excuses are cousins of lies. Like, no, they're never legitimate. Real life happens. It's going to always happen. So, you know, let's take, you know, the image of excuses away, because you felt like they were legitimate, whatever it was you were saying. Why were you so apprehensive to get started? I mean, I even the price is $8.97 a month. So you were still apprehensive. I gave away free calls with information you could use as soon as you hung up the phone, and you still said, "Nah, I'm not doing it." So what was the holdup?
You know, with me, the month of February, like I said, it was have an excuse. It doesn't sound good, so that's what it's like, okay, I can't really mention it because it don't sound good, but I went away for the holiday, and we were just hit with that whole holiday thing. I spent all my money. Now I'm trying to catch up on my bills. I got this, like that. Like you said, it was real life. But I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and do it, because I just felt wrong. I'm chatting with you. I'm brainstorming with you. I'm getting inspired by you. You're doing, like you said, everything. The calls was good. I had a notebook out. I had a pen out. I had the notebook folded. I'm writing. People interrupting me. Shh. No, leave me alone for 5 minutes. I'm writing this down. And, you know, everything that you were saying, I was putting into action. So if I'm doing that, and if I'm feeling good about this, and if I feel like this is going to work for me, why not invest, you know, $8.90? I can get that back, you know, whenever. So that was, you know, that's basically what turned me around to go 2 hours later to go to the store, and, you know, I'm like, okay, I did. I paid pay the $8.97 to me in.
Right.
Once you share it and you have to work it out, that's what I like about you and your support, that coaching and brainstorming sessions that we all have. You know, if you sit down, I said this yesterday, if you sit down and you hash it out, you don't have to tell me the steps. I'm going to figure it out myself. I just need somebody to bounce the ideas off of. I just need to know that I'm in the right direction. You know, I'm going in the right direction. I think that's what I was getting, especially with you. I type in, and I don't even like typing, but I'm typing you in my inbox. This is the most I've typed in my inbox since I've been on Facebook. I'm not talking sex, or I'm not getting anybody to PSO. I'm not doing any of that. I'm actually connected with people that are about their business, that are like-minded individuals that want to make a difference, that want to keep going, that want to start a different plateau. And my thing was, I was doing phone fed radio since 2007, 2008, 2009, 2012, 13, and the same result, because 2012, I stopped the show for about 6 months, came back, and then the same happened again at the end of 2013. So now my mindset was, I need to try something different, because what I'm doing, I'm getting the same result. So I need to try something different. Everybody say, oh, Crush, you can help. I can help everybody. I can help everybody in the world. I tell you, I sit down and I can plan out your whole business. You call me, Crush, I want to be an event planner. Well, this is what you need. You need a website. You need this and this and this. And I'm giving you tools and I'm giving you the information, but yet I can't apply that to my situation. You know, and that's what I was always getting at. People was always having an issue with that. Like, really, Crush? Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are you not more successful? Why are you not rich? Why you don't have your own business, Crush? Why are you not doing this? But that was my situation. And, you know, since I talked to you and we brainstormed, you know, I got my show back. I've actually made a profit this year. I was so excited about that. Okay, so you know that, you know, I met some awesome people, so I'm true testament that this networking and support network really do work for people. So sorry for rambling for a quick minute here, but you know.
No, you didn't, but you didn't ask the question though. I mean, you got to the end result of what the group does for you. I don't know if we flashy thingied your brain and now you don't remember the excuses you had, but there was a reason that you were apprehensive. I heard, and what you were saying, I got tired of, you know, running into the same thing, doing what I was doing, so I needed to do something different. Got that part.
I said it was money-wise.
It's $8.97. You're giving away your services for free. Like, charge somebody.
Right. But I'm telling you, that's what at the time.
You were saying it was money. Okay. That happens. You said it so fast. You went for the holidays and you spent your money. Okay, I got it. See how I didn't hear it? See how I didn't hear that excuse? I'm sorry.
Like, let me explain this in detail. As I type in, it's $8.95. I'm sitting here looking at a final notice for my lights, a final notice for my gas. I'm sitting here looking like a brand new bill that I accumulated. My cell phone's about to get cut off. So as you're saying, it's $8.95. I need to put food in my fridge right now. You know, that was my concern. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like you said, you're going to have to sacrifice some things. So, yeah, I didn't eat that day, like the following day.
Funny.
That was my apprehensive. It wasn't from, you know, the fact that it was just $8.95. It was just the fact that at that moment, the $8.95 I did have, that was going to go towards dinner.
Right.
So, you know. And
we have all of those. We do. We have all of those ideas. And the funniest thing, you are one of the most resourceful people I know. So I was like, wow, like, okay, well, maybe, you know, she said she's going to do it later. Okay, and then when you did come back a couple hours later, and I was like, okay, she's supposed to do it later on this week. She did it, you know, later on this evening. So I was so excited about that. And, you know, the people that are there, every person that's in that group at some point has, you know, given me the side eye, and they were like, I don't really know if this little girl knows what she's talking about. One lady that's in our group has taken 4 years to watch me. I've been doing the same thing for 4 years. And she was like, I guess I'll go ahead and join. I was like, seriously? Like, it's the same information. Like, I'm saying the same stuff. It's the same system. I got the same enthusiasm. I still believe in what you have to offer. We have someone, and let me break it down for people. We have someone that's in the group that has to be on dialysis for 8 to 10 hours per day. They're running their business. We have people in there in the group that they have families, they have children, they have full-time jobs, they got issues. We got issues. We got life happening. Life didn't stop because we started to live our dream.
Right.
It did not stop. It did not stop. It may look like, you know, that, you know, the bills are piled, you know, twice as high for some reason now that we're paying attention. It may seem like, you know, the kids are worse, the spouse is off the chain. You may even feel like you're being met with more resistance. Like, you know, for me, I've had, you know, my loved ones, like my real close family, I hope that little thing you're doing makes money. Don't ask them for gas money after you decide to live your dream. Well, if you had a job, you'd be able to get gas. If you had a job, so I've gotten all of that. I've gotten all of that. And what it's pushed me to do is to make sure that instead of me jumping out there and saying, okay, I'm going to try this, that I'm thinking, but your mind needs to be thinking quicker, because when you work on someone's job, someone's already provided you with a to-do list. They've already thought out the steps, at least you hope they have. So you just go in and kind of do the job description. When you're the entrepreneur, when you're the boss, you're the HR department, you are the talent, you're the one that's doing the customer service, you're the PR rep, you're everything. But there's so much joy in that hard work. Now, if you've worked your butt off, and I've heard people say this recently, like even this past week, I've made companies millions. Why am I making minimum wage? Or why am I not able to pay my bills? Why am I not happy? I have the ability to make a company millions and billions of dollars. Like, whatever your talent is at somebody else's job, you've made them money. That you've hired yourself out to make them lots of money. Now, I'm not saying that everyone should start their own business. If you believe that the job you have is actually you using your talents and you're totally happy, we're not talking to you, okay? We're talking to the person who knows they go to work every day, and they know that they're just doing something, some routine thing. They're good at it. They may even be getting rewards. They may even be a manager. They may even be a CEO. And you've heard these stories. CEOs give up everything, and then they go live on some little island in a grass hut, and they go find themselves. Don't wait. Don't wait to have a midlife crisis or to go and become aware. Become aware today and get with a group of people that support you. And see, the thing is, I don't care what LaCrush says, I'm not in charge. It's a group coaching setting, and the group works together, and the group cheers you on. And each week, the $8.97 a month is for 4 calls. We do a call every week. I do random free calls, so you can wait for those if you want. Those are good too. But in the group, they're scheduled weekly calls, and we celebrate what went well that week. And I don't care if you ordered business cards, you got a new ink pen with your business. I don't care what you did. It's something to celebrate. Because in your business, you get discouraged. You might say, well, I didn't get anything done. You may have been working on a website, and you just couldn't get it the way you wanted to, and you've been working on it all day, and you're frustrated. But for someone to come along and find something that you did wonderful and celebrate you, it helps you, you know, start fresh when you go back to that project. You know, I may have had an interview that I thought just fell flat, and a person comes back and said, that was the best, and I go back and listen to it, and it really wasn't as bad as I thought. Because a lot of times I don't have time to go back and listen to it unless somebody points it out to me. So you need that encouragement. I need that encouragement. Dreams Over Support Network came out of my need of needing the support. So when my friends came, they was like, Catherine, can you help me? I needed them to need me, and so we could support each other, because apparently they thought I was great and trusted me. So then that means I could help them, and then we met each other's needs. So the group setting is perfect. Now, you don't have to join Dreams Woven Support Network. I'm not saying that I would love for you to be there. We'd love to have you. However, being in a group setting, being able to bounce ideas off people who are like-minded, who care about what you're doing, because somebody right now is saying, oh, I can do this with my friends. I don't need to pay nobody no money. Don't pay the $8.97. It's fine. Get with a group of your friends, and then call us back when those friends are bored to no end. They're bored to tears with you talking about your business because they're going to a 9-to-5. They don't have time for that. If they're not serious about living their dream or doing what they were purposed to do, and you are, they're going to drag you down. They love you. They do love you. Don't get that twisted. They do love you. But they sick of hearing you talk about this thing you're doing or trying to do. And it won't take off for about 4 or 5 years for real, and they're sick of it. Well, I thought that little thing was supposed to make money. You know, so Dreams Woven Support Network is an environment where all the excuses are squashed.
Crush Larnette, the rest of the group Larnette. We embrace you. We celebrate you. And it's also corrective. We want to make sure that you're doing business the right way. Don't spend more money than you need to in the beginning, and we all help with that. No one person knows everything, and that's perfect because it gives every person an opportunity in the group to shine. And that's what we want. We want everybody to have an opportunity to shine and to – and it sounds like a cliche, but I really mean that. I'll go look for you if you haven't posted or if I hadn't seen anything from you. I'll go look for you. What are you doing? Because if you're quiet, that means you're somewhere hiding and you're not working on what you're doing or you've gotten overwhelmed. I need to know where you're at. You know, and you need to know people are holding you accountable. So it's not just coaching and it's not just brainstorming, but it's also accountability. And it's wonderful. And it's not, you know, the other thing, Crush, I want to add before you ask me one more question or another question, in the group, it's not just about your business. We know life happens. So we've had people who said, you know what, I quit today. Today I'm not doing this no more. We've had people say, listen, I need to take a vacation. Life happens. And we support you and we encourage you in that. We don't allow you to make excuses. We help you get through those tough times because you got to get back to your dream because that's where we're happiest.
Right. That frustration, which is what we were talking about yesterday with Angel B. She came on. We started talking about frustration and things like that. So I have I was actually one question, but, you know, we grind down to the 10-minute mark, and I have some calls. I know I have the 601. Who's been hitting me up. She's been trying to get on 601.
Okay.
What's your name? Where you're calling from? 601.
Can you hear me, Crush?
I can hear you now.
Hello.
How are you, ma'am?
Okay. I'm great. Hi, this is Amber. I had to get on. Look, I am also a member of Dreams Woven, and what I love about it, one thing is how we support each other. Like, I'm here, of course, supporting my girl, Akush, and Catherine as well, and it has meant so much to me. Like, I graduated from college May of last year, and I was the type, I didn't want to just, you know, graduate and feel like I had to work for the corporate world. Like I had, like even with my mom, she was like, when are you going to, she even told me this. She was like, look, you know you're going to have to change your hairstyle, right, to be more suited for the, for corporate because I have dreads. And I was like, look, well, if they don't want to take me as I am, I said, my hair is a part of who I am, my personality. So I was like, no, I'm not about to cater to them. How I looked at it is, okay, if they don't want me as I am, they're missing out, you know, and I was like, I want something. I was like, I know there has to be something out there where I can tap into my full potential and be happy. So thankfully that's when Dreams Woven was attracted to me, and I actually, I was going to.
Oh, I hope she tell on herself.
Oh,
am I not muted? I'm not muted?
No, good. I'm glad you're not. Don't mute her. Look, I was going to give Catherine a note. I don't think I'm the one she was talking about, but I was going to give her, well, I won't say I was going to give her a note. I was going to push it off, so to speak, because I had that same excuse for Crush with the, I was trying to bring up the money thing, even though it was just $8.97, but me being, like a graduate, or I knew loans and stuff would come. I was
I'm
like,
just out of school.
Like,
I don't have no money.
$8.97 adds up. But I was like, dang. And then too, on one end, I knew I was like, man, that is going to be more responsibility. And am I really ready for this? But thankfully, Catherine like stayed on me, and you know, she just like sparked the fire that was in me. So. Like, it is well worth it, and I've gained that money back. Like, from the $8.97 a month, I've made more just from even the tips they put out. Like, even Catherine mentioned Fiverr with me starting Fiverr and everything. So I'm just like, wow, like, you can't, I don't think you can, no one can go wrong by joining, even with the people you connect with, the information we share, like, all the knowledge gain and just that fire and the passion that we need to be connected to like-minded people, so.
Well, I'm going to tell on her. Amber is the one I was talking about who was telling me, no, I don't think I'm going to join. I don't think that's for me. And I was like, you sure? But, you know, it's fine. Take a look at this. And she did, and we kept talking. It was funny because my nickname now is the Nutcracker because she was difficult. She was like, nah, that's not for me. Not going to be able to do it. I'll get around to it. Yeah, I'll listen to that little thing you're doing, basically. She was like, nah, mm-mm. She said no like a bunch of times. I have to go back through the inbox now. She was like, no, nope, 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 nope. And she is the biggest cheerleader now.
She's the biggest cheerleader in the group. As soon as you come in, you're going to get a welcome message. She's like the welcome greeter at Walmart. Like, before anybody can say anything, she tags you, welcome you to the group. She done, we glad you're here. She's the biggest, she's the biggest cheerleader. You're going to get a mail message.
You all know what one of the greatest things to me was being a part of the group. Like right now, this summer, I had a great job, like through the university. It was just for the summer job. Like, although I was making more money there, I wasn't worried about my bills or anything. But just like from doing this, although it's not right now, it's not the same amount of income because I've taken a chance on myself, but I am so much more happier. Like, I really feel like I'm breathing now. And I'm just like, wow. Like, it really is like a breath of fresh air. I'm just like, wow. And, like, I see that transition. I do see growth, financially. And I have ideas now, fresh ideas that I didn't have before just from being connected to the group. So I'm like, wow. And it's like, of course, like now I'm doing so much. I've gotten so much done with them. It's just been a month where it's starting to – is this starting the second month, Catherine?
It is starting the second month, believe it or not, yeah.
Wow, and I've gotten so much more completed than I would have. Like, literally now it's caught up, like, probably a year's time span. I really have gotten, like, that much more done than I would have just from having this group, like, as being my accountability team.
Right. So that is definitely awesome. Thank you, Amber, Inspire Walk, for calling in. Really do appreciate you. Thank you to Cynthia calling in and being our first guest this evening. Thank you to Kasan. He said he feels well, so he hope you feel better, Kasan. He's on his way to BC, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, he was feeling well. He ran, so he's stiff. He said he's doing something wrong. Thank you to the guests and everybody that's tuned in right now. Really do appreciate you. Thanks to Chris Holden, and thanks to Sunshine. Once again, Catherine, thank you for being a part of the track and it made it happen behind the scenes and now on air. Once again, let's tell everybody how we get contact with you and how we get part of Dreams Woven Network.
All right, for the radio show, you can connect with me. ThisNeedsToBeSaid.com. So you'll find everything there to get in touch with the radio show. We're on each weekday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you may hear some familiar voices, some people from Dreams Woven, because I believe if you can teach what you know, you ought to be in radio. That's just my belief. It's a big old classroom, and it's a great way for people to connect with you and window shop what you offer. People buy from who they know, they like, and they trust. So I use the radio platform that way. DreamsWovenSupportNetwork.org. is the website that you want to go to, and you can see a little bit of information about what we offer. There's a free call, because people say, I'm still apprehensive. I don't know what she's talking about. There's a free call on the site, and actually there's two numbers on there. One is a free conference call, and another one is a free assignment. You can go ahead and get started with your business. You never have to contact me. At the top right of the screen, DreamsWovenSupportNetwork.org. You get tons of information right there. It's one page. You don't have to hunt for anything. And we'd love for you to join us and be a part of this group coaching and accountability group.
So awesome. I wish I had some claps because I would clap right now.
Why don't you have any claps? I'm mad.
I got to work on that. All right, folks, listen. This is we're down to the last few minutes of the show. Once again, thank you to everybody that tuned in, showed up on our three-day event quit slacking and make it happen. I want to send an invite to all those that tuned in, to all those that are listening to the download, the archive, and all those, you know, once you achieve something, once you follow something, once you're making it happen, let us know. Fill us in. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. I don't care what show we're on, what time. Well, okay, Wednesdays, no. But Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, give us a call between 9 and 11 p.m. And it's like, Crush, I was listening to the show. I did this. I did X, Y, Z. And keep me posted on what it is that you quit slacking and you may happen for 2014. This year. That's this open invitation. You can send me an email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/WRP Radio. The website is phonefantasyradio.com. Hit me on Facebook, Crush Hard, LAKRSHHEATS. And basically, let us know, let me know so I can share your story and, you know, probably inspire or motivate and encourage somebody else that's out there with doubts in their mind or don't know which way to turn. Reminder, tune in tomorrow night, February 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, to a special guest, Mama Joyce from The Real Housewives of Atlanta should be here. And we also have R&B and pop sensation QT Jazz. Once again, lock our number into your phone, 805-830-8320. And everybody have a wonderful evening and a good night. Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
Amber.
Thank you,
Yay. Good night, everyone. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.